This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 647. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have, in no particular order, it's the order I'm looking at on the screen, John DeLuna. John, are you eating something right now? No.
No. No, I'm not.
Good.
Are you coding something right now?
You hacking?
Not particularly.
It's Street Fighter,
I'm writing a job description for a job opening.
Nice. Okay, I'll take it. Whatever it is, I'll take it.
I'm hired.
Okay, John, I'll take it too, John.
I haven't written a job description in years. I hated it. It's the worst.
You just cut and paste from Indeed.
Am I qualified?
No.
I'll take it anyway.
Good.
How about me? Am I qualified, John?
No.
Good.
But I love you guys all the same.
So, we also have Rob.
Hi.
How's it going? How you feeling?
I'm getting there. I'm able to eat just about anything now, so now it's just a matter of being able to lift things, and that's a couple of weeks off.
Cool. Matt.
Yo.
Hey, guy, actually, you made me think when you said the yo, because I immediately wanted to go, yo, I'll solve it. Check out my hook while the DJ revolves it. And, you know, I don't want to offend Don by citing the devil song, but did you guys get the video that I sent to the mailing list?
No.
Did it not go through? Okay.
No, don't think so.
At dinner, the three-year-old was dancing to the music on the overhead, and it was some horrible song. And she said, "This is Diecast song. This is Diecast song." And she was dancing to it. Yeah, pretty great. So, sorry. That's a total diversion, but that was fun. TFCon was a blast, and the kids miss Diecast. At least the three-year-old does. Speaking of Diecast, there he is, my little guy. Isn't he cute?
I'm waiting for TFCon in Orlando.
Are you going now?
Still in the air.
Okay. I'm like 70.
Florida is so expensive.
I'm like 70, 30 not.
I'm just hoping.
And Florida is so close to Toy Fair, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would love to go to Florida, but it is just absolutely out of the question. Like, I would love to go to TFCon every 4 months, but it's just not going to happen. Yeah. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, I know I won't go to, if I'm going to Orlando, I know I won't go to Toronto. And who knows where it's going to be if they have one in the fall.
Chicago.
And
but Sean's I don't know that I'd go to that either.
Sean is pointing out that that's the same weekend as Toylana. I actually kind of want to go back to Toylana. I really enjoy it. It's not the biggest drive for me as it is for most of you guys. So,
and it'd be nice to have a small convention experience again.
Yeah, and I really like the dealer room. The dealer room for non-Transformer stuff is killer. It's awesome.
Yeah, we remember when I was down there, Brian.
I did love the dealer rooms at Toylana, because like every time you thought you'd seen everything, you found another room, and then it was huge.
Yeah, another corner they tucked some tables into.
Yeah.
Well, remember I found that Exo the Resolute.
You're lucky that I wasn't there for the dealer preview night, because I would have fought you to the death for that.
And that was Don and Chris. Yeah, I want to go back. I really do. I don't. Yeah.
So Diecast, abandon your Florida plans and just aim for Atlanta that weekend.
I'm excited to go to Florida because I want to go like a full day and a half early. That way I can go actually do Universal Studios.
No, just hang out in Atlanta for a day.
I don't know.
well, maybe this time
out. I feel the enthusiasm for this idea. Yeah.
Well, maybe this time.
Atlanta, Galaxy's Edge, it's a tough call.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this time, Matt, we can find that Walgreens where I saw that Titan Master Cup at.
If it's a Walgreens, it'll still be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So actually, thinking about this, today, for the last few days, I've been really angsting over, my collection, just not having my hands around, what I have and what I don't. And Big Bad Toy Store posted those Transformers United figures that a restock on them. And that was
probably
a
warehouse find, probably.
Yeah, that's what, 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, more than that. That was some of that stuff was like 2010, 2011.
So I'm looking at it. I'm like, I don't know if which ones I have and which ones I don't. So the only one I know for sure is the G2 Megatron because it's like right there. I can look at it and point at it. So I pre-ordered everything. And then I'm going to just have to trim it down once I figure out what I have. But man. Yeah, I know. Because of that, though, I was thinking, well, why don't I go like TFU Info and just scrape it and put it on a spreadsheet and make a checklist? So I actually know what I have and what I don't have. It's not just a list of what I have. It's a list of, you know, what I have and what I don't. So I actually tweeted out today, like, hey, does something like that already exist? And there's like 4 or 5 options out there already. I don't know that any of them exactly fit what I want because I really just want a checklist and Google Sheets that I can refer to easily. But there's a couple really neat ones. There was one called, I don't want to butcher the name, but it's like schmax.com or something. Of the ones that I played with, I think it had the best interface, but it also, the couple things I really like about it. One, it tracks the value of the toys and it'll like automatically tell you what your collection's worth roughly. But also it has like a leaderboard on it on who has the most toys, which
that sounds unhealthy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, yeah.
It was Scotty P from the Sabertron.com podcast, Twincast was the one that referred it to me. And he was like number 2 on the list. And his
number one,
the person who's number 1 is not that far ahead of him. Mm-hmm. But like my problem with it, I love the idea, but I know I'm going to have like toy envy because I'm going to be like 3,500 or something like that and way toward the bottom. But like I have like shy collecting and I don't know that I can publicly show exactly what I have compared to everybody else. But otherwise I thought that was really neat.
Well, Brian, did you see they also had the fall Cybertron stuff as a restock coming in as well. It's on their front pages, right beside the United stuff.
It was the weirdest selection. It was like Transformers United, Unite Warriors, and Fall of Cybertron stuff.
The only Unite Warriors stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it was Megatronia and Lynx Master.
Yeah, they had Megatronia for about 10 minutes, I think.
That makes sense.
Lynx Master is still up. They had Convoy Grand Prime, but 2 listings of that sold out.
They actually already have Lynx Master in stock for $10 less than the pre-order.
Oops.
Yeah, I don't think it ever sold out.
Yeah.
What's weird is that's
a good set.
And it's got that ratchet.
Yeah, and they inadvertently listed the set with the coin for $189 there when the listing first went up. And the regular one was like $219. So you could have gotten the one with the coin for $30 less than the regular set until they corrected it.
So the Fall of Cybertron, what I'm missing for sure from that, the only thing I know of is the Wreckers set. I didn't see
any of those listed. I think it was actually Takara Fall of Cybertron stuff. I may be mistaken.
Yeah, no, it was Takara stuff.
Okay. And unless I don't think they did that Wrecker set.
No, I don't think they did. So,
Brian, that the place where I got your Magna Convoy from did have the U.S. version of the Wreckers as a set.
How much?
I want to say it was like $130 for all. Was it 5 or 6?
I mean, it's probably not too bad, but
yeah, it was sold as a set only. But this was I've not been there in a while. Last time I was there was when I got that Magna Convoy. But I can check if I go up that way again.
I'll just check eBay.
I'm glad I didn't know about the Megatronia restock for the few minutes it was available because I probably totally would have sabotaged my camera efforts here and ordered.
It's like $180. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. That's the sickening part.
Yeah, I was pissed
that's,
off.
That's the sabotage part, Brian. The $180.
Yeah,
I could Taobao that for a little bit cheaper.
I thought about the Convoy Grand Prime set because that was like the one Unite Warriors thing I skipped, and I thought about like I just nice to have the whole collection in box form. Luckily, I took some time to think it over, and people saved me from myself, and bought up all the stuff.
Great when that works out.
So, thank you, everyone, for saving me $180. I appreciate it.
I mean, I didn't get some of the duplicated stuff between Unite Warriors and Combiner Wars, but I didn't get Megatronia. I didn't get Baldigus at the time because I figured I could come back to that later. And it's not really working out that way, is it?
No, that one didn't get restocked either.
No, yeah, I just actually looked. That's how I knew how much Megatronia was.
It's a shame because it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, at some point, I'll be able to actually, you know, circle back around and pick that up. It's just like cameras keep breaking, and I'm honestly expecting to need a new TV at some point in the next 6 months because this one is literally 10 years old now, which is remarkable for being that it was a budget Vizio TV from Walmart in 2009.
Well, at least for Black Friday coming up, you'll have your choice of cheap TVs to look at anyway. That's so true, at least that's something.
And the thing is, though, that doesn't even really matter because, like, to get an equivalent TV to what I have now would not cost me more than $250 anyway if I went, you know, slightly fancy with it. I could get, like, a super cheap one at Walmart any day of the week for probably $180. The same price as a Night Warrior set that I'm missing.
Well, it's just a lot of times what they'll do is they'll Black Friday, they'll get models or versions that has all the stuff that they normally wouldn't have.
I mean, I don't want a smart TV anyway.
No, that you don't need one.
No, I mean, if I had my way and, you know, could get whatever I wanted without having to worry about what it costs, like probably a 42-inch 4K TV that I would actually finally hang on the wall instead of just having it sit on a table.
I miss doing that.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm going to do, I'm probably still going to just scrape TFU info and put that out there. Aunt gave me permission. I'll probably build it for myself first, and based on the how well it works out, I may share it out with other people.
So I just looked in the chat. Blader's complaining. Oh, sure. People talk Matt out of buying things.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. So more on that later. I'll probably also do the one that Scotty recommended as well. But eventually, but I think that'll be a baby step after I make the other list. Okay. Did anybody get anything this week?
Oh, yeah.
It seemed to be a little bit of a slim week for us, but yeah, I think a few of us did.
I did, and I'll have something I'm really looking forward to next week. It's going to be here tomorrow.
Well, that should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Is it the thing we talked about earlier this week, or is it something else?
Did we talk about something earlier this week? I don't remember.
I'll just go with that as being a no, then.
Okay.
Do you remember us communicating this week at all?
No.
Okay.
Well. Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. No, I don't have that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No. John.
Look forward to that in the future, though.
Hopefully next week. Yeah.
Maybe. Hopefully. I haven't gotten any more information on this mystery topic either.
Yeah, I know. John got something. What'd you get, John?
I did. So I got more. Well, I got a couple things. Things that fall into two different buckets. One, I reclaimed a good portion of my Armada collection and my Beast Wars second collection from my parents' house.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm a middle-aged man, and I do still have a significant amount of toys at my parents' house. It's getting less significant as I transition it to my domicile. But so I just before the show cracked open the box with, at least, I don't know, a third, half maybe of Beast Wars 2nd. I forget how big that line was. I don't think it was huge. But everything is in absolute pristine condition. Nice. Very excited. So one thing that Mitten Box collectors lust for at this point is if the box still has that gloss on it. Because that fades over time, right? That finish. Mm-hmm. Every box is still got. Every corner is still nice and no wear on the corners, creases, no nothing.
Mondorake quality.
Yeah, it's awesome. So that's fun. And then I got three more vintage catalogs.
Ooh.
I got a 1993 Kenner Toy Fair catalog, which is fun.
And full of Batman, I assume?
Full of Batman. It's full of, let me see, y'all. What is it full of? It's very interesting how back in the day they would categorize toys. So this one is the Passport to Fun.
Yes.
Passport to Fun. It's rad. It's got, let's see here, four categories. Boys Activities, which is like your Easy Bake Oven and your Spirograph.
Ooh.
It's got the girls. So Boys Activities, girls, and Nerf. Nerf is its own category.
Nerf or nothing.
It's Nerf or nothing. So anyway, yes, in 1993, you get a snoot full of Jurassic Park Batman, both Batman the Animated Series as a toy line and like the kind of like timeless generic Batman line that's got, you know, redecos and remolds and just it's just kind of like all over the place. It's got a lot of Batman Returns molds in there and it's kind of stuff all over the place. So we're stretching Batman.
Was it Max Schreck? Was that his?
Yes.
Max.
Christopher Walken?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there a Christopher Walken figure?
Let me see here.
Bruce Wayne.
Don't.
Why are you dressed up like Batman?
There's a Bruce Wayne
figure. Because he is Batman, you moron.
Was.
The other thing it has in here are plenty of planograms, which I mentioned last week, which are super fun. So, again, back in the day, there were independent owners. That's extinct now. That beast has gone extinct. But back in the day, obviously, they leaned on their vendors to tell them what is popular and what they should buy and how to merchandise it. Because if you were a toy shop owner, a lot of your time was spent just running a business, not necessarily like being an expert on toys. So you leaned on the vendors to tell you what to do. Okay, so the other thing I got, which is a holy grail, a rare find, if you will, is I got a 1984 catalog. It's not a Toy Fair specific catalog, but it's a 1984 Tonka catalog that covers the early days, the first year or so of GoBots, among other things. And so what this is a catalog that a toy salesman would take into a toy shop and have the conversation with the buyer at the toy shop. And their job is to sell them on Tonka product and take an order, place an order, right? So you go in there with your samples, your catalog, you do your pitch, right? You probably go to that store maybe every 8 weeks or so. It's in your territory and you got to get that sale. You got to get that order in. So this is the catalog that they would use to help with the sales process. And so, you know, there's lots of 1984, relatively speaking, I would assume, there's lots of 84 Tonka catalogs out there in the ether, probably. But not a lot of them have what this came with, which was it came with a pristine two-part form, the order form, that a salesperson would actually fill out alongside the toy buyer at the toy shop. So it's a two-part form. You keep a copy, I keep a copy. And it's dated 1984. The prices are affected. It's got GoBots in it. So it's dated effective February 1st, 1984, and it's good until December 31st, 1984. So it's got wholesale prices, it's got the number per pack, units per case, per pack, sorry, the units per pack, and which is the same thing as case, how much each case weighs, how big a case is, and where it's coming out of, the state where it's basically being drop shipped from China. And if you care about that sort of thing, basically everything came out of Texas for Tonka. So so the GoBot assortments, the wholesale price for the I guess we would call them legends, the carded regular size ones, the small ones. Those are $2.35.
That was their, was that, you said the retail or the wholesale price?
That is wholesale. And then another thing.
I think it'd be less than that.
Well, keep in mind with this, nobody pays wholesale. So if you're a salesperson going in there, you always have a hot deal for the toy buyer. So, and usually the toy buyer would have a standard discount. So, you know, if you open an account with me, Tonka Man, I'll give you a standard 20% discount on every order. And every now and then I might come in and have a hot deal. Hey, this time, if you place an order with me today, because again, like I'm a salesman, right? If you place an order with me today, I'll give you 35% off wholesale. So it's always something. There's always a discount. So nobody pays that price. So anyway, so those the official starting price for those GoBots wholesale was $2.35. You're probably paying under two, or right at two, maybe at most. They come 24 per case. Super GoBots were $5.95, and they were 12 per case. The Zod Monster was $11.95, and it was six per case. And the Command Center was $15.95, and it came six per case. So anyway, that's a little bit of history, toy history for you. I love it. And like I said, like the real like gem of my purchases this week was that two-part form, which are super rare. That thing is 35 years old, and it's just a two-part carbon form. So somehow it has made it through a third of a century into my grubby little hands. So
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's...
Hey John, wasn't I going to have you look for something at your parents' house, and I can't remember what it was.
I still got to send you the whale, but you were going to have me look for something else.
I can't remember.
A flag, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It was the was it the stun?
Was it? I don't know. It probably didn't matter.
I don't know.
But that catalog's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Faux show. That's yeah. Probably should. I don't know. Add something else to my collecting habits.
No, that's don't go down that rabbit hole.
No, just
don't do it.
You should. Are you gonna like archive these somewhere? Like,
yeah, I'm gonna. When I get around to it, my plan is to scan them, watermark them, but also scan them and share them with the world because they're neat and like I said, like I don't know. I mean, if you Google vintage Kenner planogram, yeah, I mean, you're going to get some, but there's no telling if you're going to get all of it. And yeah, it's like really cool. Like in the Kenner catalog, like they've got like a 10-foot planogram, and it shows you how you should merchandise Jurassic Park, Batman, starting lineup, like all this stuff just kind of like mashed together. And it's basically like, you know, if you're a toy store owner and you give the Kenner guy 10 feet, he's like, here's what you should buy. Here's how you should merchandise it. Here's how it should. It's really cool, for sure. Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll go next, because why not? I only have one thing this week, and it's not the super amazing thing that Chris and I were talking about. So, as we all know, I've been going through this process of rebuying crap that I had and parted with years ago. And one of the items that I wanted goes for many multiples, many, many, many multiples, like factor of 10 sometimes from what I originally paid for it.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
No, you know, maybe not. It's one of probably two.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it was on Twitter, so you probably know it. So the one that I got, I'm not going to say where I got it from because there's so many good deals and I don't want to buy them all.
Trade secrets, right?
Yeah, so I got, finally, I had two of these at one point, but I finally rebought my X9 Ravage from Beast Wars Metals. It's in phenomenal shape. Doesn't have the card, but I still have the card from my original that I couldn't find when I sold it. I have to dig it out. So, it's in there.
Isn't it nice when things work out like that?
Yeah. So this is not, it's probably, I probably paid twice for it than what I sold it for, like in 2003. But it's half of what I found it for. So it's just such a fun toy. And that Cheetor mold is just such a phenomenal, awesome toy. So, yeah. Wonderful. I'm so glad to have that back. And, you know, John was talking about finding stuff. And I was digging out in my basement because I'm trying to get rid of crap. I'm not getting rid of this. But I decided I'm going to toss out some Masterpiece boxes that I no longer need. And I was looking for some boxes for some stuff I'm trying to part with. And I just happened to come across the Sound Blaster box from the reissue. And I pulled it out. And I'm like, man, this box is in great shape. And I love these toys. And they look awesome in the box. So I pulled them out, put them back in. And so that's so the Sound Blaster reissue came with the enemy and wing thing.
Yeah. The Encore.
Yeah. It's the Encore. Yeah. So
very nice.
Yeah. I just, I don't know where the Twincast box is somewhere, but I don't think Twincast displays as well as this does, so it's probably not going to go back in the box. Yeah, nothing new. I've had it for like 15 years or however long it came out, but I was just pleased that the box has survived two attics and a basement. And it
those actually are probably only 6 or 7 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, Encore wasn't that long ago.
Let me check. Yeah. I can tell
comparatively
you.
Speaking.
Yeah, sometimes it can surprise you.
Because I actually looked it up.
I have both of those as well.
The book box reissues would be more in the time frame you were originally saying.
2011, so 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Or 20.
I was gonna say they were definitely like a post 2010 thing.
Yeah. They were announced like in late 2011. They shipped in early 2012, so 7.5. Yeah. So I had the book box Soundwave 2. I don't know where that is. And I'm certain the box isn't in good shape anymore. But yeah, no, it still survived two attics and in a basement. So I'm still pleased. But it's not quite as miraculous because it's not 15 years. It's just.
I mean, seven. You know, 8 years across that journey is still pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob, you said you got something?
Yeah, I got a few things. First off, many thanks to Matt because he sent me some of his. Extra weaponizers, so now I have an extra cog and 6 gun. Also,
I was getting that cog.
I'm pretty sure there's more than one cog, but at least the way Matt tells it. But either way, I have a cog.
Well, there was, but now I have a Grand Max cog. So we're gonna figure something out there, XV.
Oh, okay.
But also, Power Dasher Zetar, who, as was the case with Cromar, has much better tolerances across the board than Brunt did. That is a really nice figure. And it's another one of those cases where they do a really good job of using the deco to differentiate them. You really kind of have to have them side by side to see exactly which parts, you know, they just look nice and distinctive side by side is what I'm trying to say. And also, as a get well gift, he sent me Lightning Collection Lord Zed, and that is just a gorgeous figure.
Yes.
I am just continually impressed by everything I see from the Lightning Collection. It all looks good. The articulation is fantastic. That is a really great line of figures. I have two now, and I am in danger at this point, I think, of getting more. The other thing I got is, thanks to Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast, I got sent a booster box of Siege 2, which is due out on Friday. And that comes with, of course, 30 booster packs and the special pack of Trypticon and his various, you know, helper robots, whatever you want to call them. Trypticon and his sidekicks all in the special pack at the bottom of the box. That is going to be, I'm going to go through that on a 2-part video for tformers.com. Look for part one, hopefully tomorrow, where I unbox everything and give my thoughts. So. That's pretty much everything I got this week, but I'm pretty happy with all of it.
Cool. Anybody besides Diecast?
No, I got nothing this week.
Okay. Diecast.
Recovering from TFCon.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. First thing I got, which I did post on Twitter at Diecast too, I got Voyager KO Combiner Wars Megatron. So it was the leader Megatron, and it's shrunken down to Voyager sized. So he's pretty interesting.
From that well-known line, Transformer is the latest series, I see.
Yes, the latest series. They're a little behind, but...
No. They can't possibly be behind because that's the latest series.
Yes.
It's always current.
And just in case you're like a video game fan or something. He is a Cybertronian tycoon. So
that sounds like collect the worst them game all, ever.
Or I'm sorry, not yeah. Cybertronian. Deformation. He's a deformation tycoon.
So he could either be a deformation tycoon or a deformation big game hunter because he's a gun.
Well, sorta.
He's a gun on tracks.
Yes, he's a gun tank. That's true. That
although, but the thing is, though, like, if you made a hunting game like Big Game Hunter, but instead of a rifle, you were driving a tank to go and get your quarry, like, that would actually probably be fun.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That mold is like a forgotten mold. Like that iteration of Megatron sure came
in. It's a weird mold.
I don't like it.
It's a tank Megatron.
I was kind of intrigued by it just because it had a certain just.
Je ne sais quoi.
There was something kind of awkward about it, how it just. It just adhered to the G1 character model in very weird ways, I want to say, that most other Megatrons do not. And that kind of intrigued me, but it never intrigued me to $250.
And it also kind of inherited the spirit of the original classics in that it aged really quickly and not at all well.
and the Armada retool of it was horrible from the beginning.
Oh, I love that retool.
I know you do.
It's so terrible.
I know you do.
Like I said, it's G1 Megatron cosplaying Armada Megatron, and that just by itself is wonderful.
Armada Megatron is my top five favorite toys of all time. I love that toy so much.
Oh, yeah.
But that version, just so horrible. So horrible.
I'll take it. I took it. Mm. Now, don't forget the Galvatron repaint of that Armada toy. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. The Megazerac. Yeah, if they had done the Combiner Wars Megatron in that deco instead, that would have been probably a lot better looking.
I got the Megazerac from a mutual friend who will remain nameless, and I got the Galvatron from Retro Reboot when it was still open. Mm.
I also got Ratchet, and I want to thank my friend Rob and Patrick Dustbuster, who also grabbed one for me. But I got a little confused because someone sent me a link saying they were available online.
They lied.
No, I got it from online.
It finally went up and you could actually order it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But to do the free shipping, I got something off topic. I got the Gold Shield Black Ranger.
Mm. Nice.
So I guess in the next series, we're getting a Black Ranger. Because how else does that make sense?
Well, they haven't announced anything, and Wave 4 isn't supposed to come out for a year. So it's really hard to tell.
Plus, this isn't like Transformers. You know, a lot of the body parts are going to be interchangeable, so they don't have to reuse any of that anytime soon, because of the few unique parts on that, probably the most significant one would be the head.
Yeah, absolutely. Just strip the shield off, and there's your Black Ranger.
Yeah.
Well, you've still got the
armband,
biceps to worry about, too, but yeah.
Yeah.
There are ways around that as well.
Given what I've seen of the Lightning Collection stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if the bands on the biceps were free-floating parts you could take and get off. Oh, dang. That is a shame.
Yeah, we already have a Green Ranger to prove this science.
Oh. And a Red Ranger from the SDCC pack.
Well, that's true, but nobody owns that, so.
I do at great
expense. They made 10.
Anything else, Diecast?
Yeah, I also got, thanks to Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast, I got the Siege 2 booster box, which comes with the Trypticon card. Really awesome card. It's just weird to include it in a booster box to me, because typically those booster boxes go out to retail stores like Walmart, Target, GameStop. And this card specifically is in a, if you look on my Twitter, it's in a plastic bag that says not for individual resale. So, like, I love this card. I am so glad I have it. I'm a big fan of these large cards. I mean, I bought that, what was it, a Loot Crate or something that had it? The Omega Supreme card in it. So, you know, I'll go out of my way to get these cards. But it's kind of a shame how they're doing it for the general public, unless you're going to buy a whole booster box just to get the Trypticon card, then it's worth it. But
those large cards are a weird size. I wish they were like just straight up 5x7, which is the size of 4 normal trading cards, because they make top loaders for those. But those cards don't fit in those, and I honestly have no idea what to do with them or how to store them.
There are top loaders for these sizes. I just forget what size this is.
Nothing goes in any cards that I buy.
Yeah. But here's the Brunt. It comes with Brunt, Full Tilt, and Wipeout in their packages. The funny thing is, the Brunt is the only single-sided card. It just has the Transformers generic logo on the back, but the Wipeout and the Full Tilt actually have their vehicle modes on the back.
Yeah, just for a little hunk of trivia on that, since I have opened my cards, the Brunt that comes in that pack is just, you know, like the original figure, doesn't transform, it's a drone, but there is a weaponizer Brunt within the set of cards as a separate character. Interestingly, there are also battle cards that are specifically for Trypticon within the set, so that's just going to be kind of weird for people who buy individual packs instead of whole boxes, because they may end up with cards that they otherwise can't actually use for anything.
So, and I thought we'll do a quick opening. I'll open two packs. Thank you, Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast. But let's see what we get. If we can get any super rares or anything like that out of these two packs.
You know, see how many people you can make angry with what you pull out of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
good podcasting.
Like when I was at the last TFCon and I pulled a super rare out of like the first pack I bought.
Yeah, like the Siege 1 box they sent me, the first pack I opened was Megatron. It's kind of hard to go. It's kind of hard to go up from there.
I usually, when I'm opening up a booster box, because I've done several, I usually never get a super rare right like out of the top of the box. So it would be interesting. Ooh, they have some advertisements on them. They have Transformers IDW, so they're advertising for that.
Oh, cool.
Which I like that they're actually using these
cross promotion.
Yeah, cross promotion spaces. And then you actually get a
one
for the toys too. Yeah. Sweet. So you got Impactor, Mirage, and
Barricade.
Yeah.
This is honestly the kind of coordination that I feel like Transformers has needed for many years.
Yeah.
Because I kind of get the sense that a lot of people didn't even know the first run of IDW was happening.
Oh, this is interesting. This is Skytread, but it's the tank. So when you flip over the other side, it's just the legs. So this is a two-part combiner.
Yeah, the Skytread is in there as a two-part combiner. Both the weaponizers in this set, Six Gun and Brunt, are also two parts. And Omega Supreme is in there as three parts.
You know, this could have been really fun if they were doing this during Armada and Energon with all the Minicon stuff and the power linking.
Yeah, Skytread is uncommon, just in case anyone cares.
Well, I mean, his pants are uncommon. There's no telling whether his shirt will be uncommon.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. The little card is Raider Tailwind, but it looks like that G.I. Joe jet that we got.
Rattler.
The Rattler.
Viper.
Because it's either like blue or purple. Mm. Yeah, Viper. Yeah. It looks like Viper, but it's called Raider
Tailwind. The original Tailwind was kind of close to a Rattler, but with the new G.I. Joe stuff coming out in the Transformers game, you know, so maybe there may be a little bit of cross promotion going on.
Yeah, but
I'm saying they might have colored the blue a little bit more closer to that, a little bit of a cross brand synergy and there, maybe.
Tailwind was a MicroMaster, right?
Yeah, I had him as a kid.
All right, and this is the second. I got Private Greenlight.
Nice.
And yeah.
It's shiny. Does that mean it's special?
No. They're all shiny on one side. And then the other side, if I could put it in the camera the right way. The other side, it's the non-holographic. So one side is always holographic. And she is also a uncommon. So not a bad pull for two pulls. And then as Rob was saying, I got Raider Brunt, which looks like he's just a part.
Of course, about a third of him?
Yeah.
Half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the weaponizers turn into, when they're knocked out as robot forms, they become two equip cards to put on your other characters.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
That makes sense.
That is awesome, because sometimes the weapon does a lot of damage, at least in some of the earlier waves. The weapon does a lot of damage. So when they do enough damage to this card and they flip it over, it may hurt their opponent even more. So sometimes they try to avoid hitting this card. But yeah, that's it.
Cool. Hey,
that's
actually
all I got this week.
Let's since nobody else has anything, let's jump to the news real quick, because 30 in the chat is asking if we're talking about the $200 wave one.
Good segue.
Yeah. So I didn't know how much this cost, but like when he mentioned $200, I'm like, oh, that looked like that cost $200. So this is the TCG new limited wave one Energon edition images and trailer. We're not going to play the trailer, but what all does this come with?
Okay, so it comes with, first off, a full booster box's worth of cards. It comes with 30 Wave 1 booster packs. It comes with six special versions of the rarest character cards in the set. Optimus Prime, Megatron, Cliffjumper, Slipstream, Bumblebee, and Nemesis Prime with new art, and they are actually crediting the artist in the press release, and that's kind of unusual, because you know, people have been coming forward on Twitter, thankfully, so we can find out who did what. But yeah, for them to actually credit the artists in the release, that's kind of a rare thing. Also, giving three copies each of battle cards tied to those specific characters, and a set of 18 Energon dice and some storage boxes to keep the cards in. So it's a pretty, I would say, give for what it is, given that the 30 booster packs themselves, I think, run about $90 a box. That is a pretty good amount of stuff for what they're asking for this.
30 saying that it's plastic cards and the battle cards are foil.
Yeah, I forgot that part. The character cards are really, really heavy duty from what I'm seeing.
That's Ooh. Nice.
It yeah. is really nice. That case is awesome too. It's like it's like a San Diego Comic-Con type package that they would do. And the dice, I mean, we've never had a specific set of Transformers dice, even though you can pretty much use anything. But
yeah, if I just had friends, I would totally get this.
Yeah,
right.
I really want this set. I really, really will probably order it, because it goes online at, it was like midnight on, when was the date, Rob? Do you remember that date? December 2nd at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. Also noon, not midnight.
Yeah, noon. I'm sorry.
Hey, if anybody from Wizards of the Coast is watching Diecast, I'd love to get that if you want to send it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, can't rule it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been pretty Very nice generous. To us so far. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be embargoed, because I mean, they've pretty much shown everything in the set so far.
Yeah, it wouldn't be embargoed. They might just not have inventory on hand if they want to send out promotional samples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, but that is such a beautiful, that's like a display piece.
It is.
Really?
Yeah, and 30 just brought up in the chat what I was going to add to this, which is that the Cliffjumper and Slipstream that are in this anniversary box that previously were only available as San Diego Comic-Con exclusives from like a year ago, which sold through super, super fast and been expensive on the secondary market ever since.
Oh, that was, that was more than two, that was like, that was that 2 years ago?
I think it was SDCC summer before this last one.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I lose Ooh. Track of time.
Well, time is the fire
we burn, which we burn
every damn episode.
No, we missed it last week, I think.
I'd be curious to know how many of these they actually made. I mean, I know we're not gonna know, but
not unless that's like a selling point for it as a limited edition.
Which, I mean, I would take this. I mean, wouldn't it, be it just, yeah, it just looks nice.
Yeah, it's a very attractive set. I've got no inclination toward playing the game, nor understanding of the mechanics, nor anyone to play it with, much as the rest of us are pretty much all in the boat of. But as a piece of merchandise, this is really, really nice looking.
So let's go to what I would have described as like the big item for the show, but I think I'm the only one that cares. We saw a pre-order was made available a couple months ago, I think, at this point, for Super 7 G1 reaction figures. And you know, I was curious what we were going to get. We have official photos that popped up today, and I put a poll out on Twitter about 5 hours ago, and people are not enamored with these. I mean, it's like, you know, I think the let me actually pull up the poll and I'll tell you what the results were. But basically more people than not think they're okay. Yeah, like they're okay.
Yeah.
That's Starscream head. Woo.
So of the ones we have the official pictures for from today, like the Optimus Prime head looks like it's the best, most accurate, as long as most accurate you're comparing it to like Transformers the movie.
Yeah. So the poll,
yeah,
I basically laid it out as in I kind of like it, I like it, I kind of hate it, I really hate it, and I kind of hate it was the winner with 37%. And second was they're okay, which is I kind of like it. The next was, you know, I hate it, which I labeled as kill them with fire, was 18, and love them was 12%. I really like these. I'm not the biggest fan of the reaction figures. I have a couple when it makes sense in that aesthetic. Like I have a blue demon, the luchador, who is Santo's partner. I have one of him that's just awesome, and a couple of a Planet of the Apes figures. But for whatever reason, I just really like how these look for Transformers.
I kind of dig the Jazz. That one, for some reason, speaking to me. The Starscream's face looks terrible.
Megatron's face is a little bit off looking too.
Yeah,
I thought this pre-ordered thing.
I'm not sure whether it's the quality of the plastic or the sculpt, but I feel like his cheekbones, for lack of a little better word, should be a little bit more sharp, more defined.
It reminds me of that two-pack of the sucker holder things from like 2007.
Yeah,
Megatron now that you mention it. That's kind of what it looks like to me.
I had those somewhere.
I have them somewhere.
Soundwave's face looks like someone stepped on it. It's just a little bit flat. Actually, the only two of these I really like that I can't really complain about too much is the Bumblebee and the Jazz.
I feel like they're all okay. I think these are going to run $15 a piece instead of the 10 that Reaction have usually been up to now, which is...
Have they? I thought I've been paying more than that for them.
Okay,
I thought these were $17.99.
Okay, well, that's even too much.
That is way too much.
It is. It's way too much for them. I have them all pre-ordered, even the next wave.
Jazz looks okay.
Yeah.
I like Jazz with the doors.
I think Jazz looks okay because the cartoon model for Jazz took all of the character out of the toy.
Yeah.
So, like, it's completely perfectly representative of that version of Jazz, whereas all the other ones still seem like they're missing something.
Yeah. I think these sculpts are better than the average Reaction sculpt, honestly. They have a little bit less of that we're doing this bad on purpose vibe, which is just it is an artistic decision I cannot abide by personally.
I think they do a little better.
Yeah.
Well, early on, the early ones were very much in that vein. Since then they've gotten better.
Okay,
like
good.
The Masters of the Universe ones are pretty good. But like the early ones that they base, like the Back to the Future, the Aliens, those are just garbage.
Yeah, the ones where they're purposely trying to ape what Kenner toys were in the 80s.
Yeah, but
if Transformers was trying to do that, they would base them on the ACOM animation cells.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be perfect.
That I would actually want.
That would be perfect.
So I saw McFeely post a link to a tweet about how these are based on a color guide that a fan did.
Yeah, Soundwave at least is based on a mocked up model sheet that some fan site did, which has incorrect lower legs. The figure is still based on that. They fixed the card art because on the first display at Toy Fair, they were actually using the fan model sheet designs directly on the cards. And yeah, he was throwing a little bit of a fit about that, and I can't blame him. There was another situation like that recently, wasn't there? One of the Lightning Collection figures they showed off is actually based off of
SPD Red. Yeah.
Although I think the situation with that might be slightly different.
Probably, but
because there's no reason to believe that that mistake is going to make it to like mass market level or, you know, be anything outside of just one PowerPoint presentation.
Hmm. Well, especially since that's in the wave that's a year out, isn't it?
That's true. There's plenty of time to fix any, like, you know, semi-permanent mistakes that might have been made along the way. But no, I think the Lightning Collection thing was just like a badly put together PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, this actually, the
fan community is making a lot more out of it than I think there actually is to it, would typically be the case.
Yes.
So the Def Jam version of Soundwave that was produced at a local convention in Los Angeles.
And it's going to be sold on the network app. Remember it's that?
Sold on the network app, which means you're not going to get it.
Yes, yeah. I saw Ant tweet about when the show started that it went up then, so it's probably gone by now.
I'm certain it is.
Unless nobody wants it, which is entirely possible.
Not impossible, yes. I kind of like the color scheme, but I don't really need it that much.
It's essentially just dead Soundwave.
I was going to go with G3 Soundwave, but either one.
Oh, yeah. Not Generation 3, but RX-78 G3.
So exactly. I'm not going to lie. I posted on Twitter and on the show like a horrible rant about Network. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do this again. Well, I installed it again. It just like before, the order failed.
What were you trying to get?
Platform. The Soundwave.
Oh.
And I did it as soon as like Ant put it up. And it's still up for sale, but it keeps saying that the order failed.
I still have it on my phone. I got it
each and every time. So this service sucks. Thanks, Hasbro. It sucks. Actually, I guess in this case, thanks, Super 7. It sucks. So, yeah.
I mean, you know, they could have just got better service if they used Matty Collector. And it still would have been River, better than that.
That is sad and scary.
Yeah, Matty Collector, the back end was Digital River. Mm-hmm. And they did a better job than this. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, wow, I have never heard mobile device app to use them.
Yeah.
I have never heard that certain words strung together in that sentence before, Brian. It's amazing.
Don, have you tried to use Network?
Yeah, I was there for Ghostbusters too. Yeah, believe me, I tried to get the Ghostbusters that day, and it was I never even got past the main screen where it's. I mean, I clicked the link to go to try and buy it, and nothing ever happened. It never went anywhere. I didn't even get the order failed part.
Yeah, I think it is possible to use Network from desktop. Yeah, I think. Well, I don't know. But they absolutely are pushing the app experience.
It's horrible.
Entirely for their service, which, you know, we can see how well that's worked.
It hasn't, so I'm not getting it. So, did I put this one in here? No, yeah, I did. So I actually shared this out to the mailing list earlier, I think. Big Bad Toy Store put this up for pre-order today. The FEXT Transform and Display Out diorama sets. They look pretty nice. It's like inside of the arc and then one outside of the arc. I mean, obviously, it can't be an exact, I guess it could be an exact reproduction, but the outside of the arc, obviously, you look at it and like, that doesn't look like the arc, but I'm certain they are trying to skirt that. They look nice. The little diorama displays, they're a little larger than I expected. So if you're somebody who likes taking photographs or reviews or something, this is probably for you.
I think they're too small for reviews.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, the first one, not the outside of the arc, the inside of the arc. I mean, I guess you could get enough to make it big enough to do a review.
The deluxe, I mean, like I'm looking at Ironhide right here on this one. He's right in the middle. I mean, you could get your camera on that. And I think that'd be fine for a smaller toy or even a masterpiece toy.
Either way, I mean, like two sets would definitely do you.
Yeah. So that's something.
Yeah.
I think they look pretty nice. It's something I'm probably going to keep my eye on at least.
Yeah. Let's see here. I forgot the price. The article here doesn't.
Oh, they're like $69 each or $69.99. They're about.
Yeah.
I I mean, yeah, it sounds a little steep, but it's very comparable to other things of this type.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And when you compare it to like the mechanical chain bases from Kotobukiya that a lot of people for years have used in a similar way, it's actually quite a bit cheaper for the amount of area it covers.
Next thing, Eric totally ruined for me. So we have, is Eric still in the chat? I hope you hear that, Eric. You ruined this for me.
Were the forearms wrong?
No.
You'll have to explain how you ruined it.
It's Earthrise Optimus Prime, their new leaked photos of the toy in hand. And I'm like, man, this looks so great. It looks so great. But Eric's like, the legs are just slightly too long for the body.
Yeah, I see it too.
I guess I can kind of see it like in the thighs.
And they are slightly too long.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I can get around that.
Brian,
you can live with it.
I can live with it. It's like reverse Dreamwave.
Yeah. The thing is, if you look at it next to Anime Eyebrow Truck here, you can kind of see just how his lower torso is just a little bit longer, and that helps balance things out so much. I think it's not so much the legs, just as how the skirt armor is part of the leg construction now, and that just makes it look weird. I had a similar problem with Siege Starscream, if I'm honest. Always felt kind of off to me.
So like with this, I'm definitely buying it. I don't hate it. It's just like I thought it was like perfection.
Yeah, it's not quite that. I'm happy they made the hands blue. The fact that they also made the eyes blue instead of yellow means that I will probably just keep trying to get 35th anniversary Optimus Prime and leave it at that for myself.
On the other hand, if you can pop the head apart and then get it back together again without breaking anything, it's much easier to make the eyes yellow than to make the hands blue as a consumer.
That is true.
But yeah, it's worth pointing out. So like we saw the hands being gray at New York Comic Con, which nobody seemed to like of people who actually had a preference. And now they seem to have been painted over blue. The finish is different than the other blue parts on the toy, so I don't think it's a plastic colors change.
It's good enough for me, though. I mean, if it's going to come like that,
it's a definite improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think it is paint application.
I studied these. I studied the photos for a little while I was working on rounding them all up, because boy, oh boy, was that a quest. And yeah, the finish definitely looks painted. Like there's some plastics that have that kind of sheen and semi-metallic quality to them, but that usually also comes with a little bit of translucence, which did not seem to be in evidence here. And all the other parts that we know were changed to gray along with the hands at New York Comic Con's display are still gray. So it seems unlikely that was a plastic layout change.
Including the interior of his legs.
Is correct. Still
clearly. Ah, yeah.
Well observed, sir.
Can I complain about something real quick?
Do you have to?
Sure.
It's unrelated.
It's kind of what we do.
But it's in the photo.
Not all of us.
That cel-shaded Optimus Prime, people have been finding that in Walmart stores for like 2 weeks now. Ours were supposed to ship November 1st. It was pushed back from October.
Just go to
a store. Yeah, and then it got pushed back again to December.
December?
Oh, is it December? Last time I looked, it said November 15th.
Ant, I thought I heard they got pushed back again, yeah.
Ant's having some issues with his, too, and it just sounds frustrating. That's why I canceled and just drove out of my way to a store that had him.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, too. Like, with Optimus Prime especially, since over the course of the pre-release period, we'll call it, you know, we've found signs of there being two or possibly three faceplate variants. That was something, like, I had long since decided... I either need to buy this from eBay where somebody's taking a picture of the actual one they're selling, or I need to go into a store and see this for myself and make sure I'm getting the faceplate variant I want, if any at all. I'm not buying, as Rob puts it, Anime Eyebrows Optimus Prime anymore. I was going to until the Earthrise one was revealed, and now I'm just probably going to go with that next year.
So going back to your point about trying to find the photos, Weebot's asking if you found the photo of the open trailer.
No, I didn't
see. Yeah, I didn't see it. So
it was a struggle to get the like six or seven that I did, because like I had to go all over the place because no one place where these had been reposted had more than two or maybe three, and there was a lot of overlap.
Don,
Hey, yeah, hey Chris, I'm holding up the one that I got last week that you said I had the good.
Yeah, the dark face plate with the light highlight.
Weebot has them.
I figured you want to maybe sort of say what the good faceplate was, if that helps any.
Yeah, well, I mean, in my opinion, it's the one where the base color of the faceplate is dark and it has the light highlight on it. There's an alternative one we've seen pictures of where the faceplate is painted lighter and it has a shadow in the same pattern instead of a highlight. And then there is a third one that we may have only seen on display during Hasbro's panel at New York Comic Con, where the faceplate was half dark and half light. If that's an actual production variant and not just like an early sample they had at where they went back for deco revisions afterward, that seems to be the least common variant, but it's also the one that looks the worst, in my opinion.
So Weebot already sent them over, and I'll show it right here. You can see it.
Okay. It looks a little bland in there being all monochrome, but
yeah, you know. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
A little bit of paint on the repair drone will definitely dress that up. Like, even if you don't change the color overall, just like some contrast on there for the canopy, or yeah, what would be the canopy.
I really do hope we get a MicroMaster roller to stick in there, though.
Yes, that'd be great. That would be nice.
Let's see here.
Well, yeah, else? I mean, if this was coming out as part of this year's toy line, I would assume we'd get a weaponizer roller even. Mm.
So I'm really excited about this next item, actually. The problem is I'm going to have to go to a Dave & Buster's or one of those big game centers. There's a Transformers VR Battle Arena arcade game from Minority Media. You can play as a Transformer in virtual reality.
Neat.
Yeah. So I don't remember the name of them. They're all really generic, but we have one of these Frankie's Fun Park or something about 20 minutes from here.
And that just sounds so sketchy.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's actually kind of cool. They have linked.
Is it beside the Clown Motel?
They have linked. No, this is. It's much higher rent than that. They have a linked Mario Kart 8 machines.
I mean,
it's pretty nice.
It's a very nice facility. But they also have, I think it's is it a Halo VR game or something like that? That I wanted to play, but I just couldn't because I couldn't play with the kids, and, you know, I kind of sucked. But yeah. This looks pretty cool. You can play as, I'm assuming, Optimus Prime and Bumblebee.
I also see Megatron and Soundwave in there. Yeah, look at the picture 3 out of 4, you can see Soundwave in the background.
Yeah, yep. I'm guessing if it's 4 players, those may be the 4, since it's like a versus thing.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Also, I note that they're all using the Evergreen character models we saw on, you know, card art that never went anywhere a few years back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. It looks neat. So if they get it in, I'll go play it. I'll get video or something. Actually, you can't get video because it would literally just be me running around with a mask on.
I mean, for, you know, a certain purpose of entertainment,
there's an appeal to that
itself. Yeah, look, we can do that.
Yeah.
Or we could just all get back together here at my house and go play.
But then I'd have to drive to North Carolina again, and I've done that twice now and not enjoyed it either time.
There you go.
And I think flying would just be too expensive.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to fly. It'd be like, I've made that flight before from Nashville to Charlotte. It's like an hour.
Yeah. It's the same as when I flew to Detroit.
Yeah, I spent more time in the airport. Yeah, waiting than I did in the air. I hate it.
I love those flights, actually.
Yeah, no, I would rather be on a short flight like that and spend more time in the airport than go on like a 6 or 7 hour flight.
The longest I've ever been in a plane was flying to Portland from Charlotte. And
how long did that take?
Flying back from Portland to Charlotte took longer because of the headwinds, but 7 hours, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what I would hate.
Yeah. I don't know. If I'm going to bother getting in a plane, it has to save me, you know, a lot of time.
Well, it takes me 10 hours to drive to your place from here. For me, I would consider that worth it, especially then not having to drive to North Carolina, which is a process I hate regardless of the amount of time it takes.
Mm. Yeah, true. Let's see
here. I think Matt knows exactly what I'm talking about, just you know, different roads.
Well,
I've got a minor piece of breaking news here, Brian.
Yes.
G-Shock Optimus Prime watch that came out earlier this year.
That I want, but don't have, yes.
Yeah, they, starting on November 18th, Takara Tomy Mall is going to be taking pre-orders for a Nemesis Prime version.
Oh, wow. We first heard talk of that, I think, almost a year ago?
Jeez, was it? Man.
It's been months and months.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah, it's fun. They
mentioned it at a Tokyo Toy Show or Wonder Fest or something. Someplace Takara had a panel. They mentioned it, but there was no images or anything. And it was very soon after the original G-Shock Convoy came out or was announced.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine is really into watches. He loves watches. And he says G-Shocks are good watches. So, well, you know, I don't know that they're what this costs, you know, but they're worth that.
Yeah, it is still kind of expensive, about $330 some.
I want it, and I'm stupid enough to pay that much money for something, just not this.
Yeah, I think the version without the watch was like $120 or $150.
I'm
not sure there is any such version for this particular one.
Probably not.
At any rate, it seems to be fairly fast turnaround. Like I said, pre-orders start on November 18th, and if I'm reading the site correctly, it should ship in early December.
Oh, so they actually just have them made already.
Seems that way.
Yeah. This next item, I honestly even debated on whether even put it in the show notes, but Transform Element, Beast War MM001, and Official Black Arachnia in-hand images. It doesn't really do a lot for me.
Now, if this were in scale with, say, the other basic Beast Wars figures, I think for the level of complexity I'm seeing and style and all that, that would be about fine.
Yeah.
Anything larger, more complex, or more expensive, I don't think I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, this is, I think, about the same size as the G1 inspired Legend scale stuff some of the third parties are doing. I think
might actually scale out right, might it?
It's a little small.
It looks off. It's really...
The design is off, but that's mostly because it still has to transform.
Yeah.
Yeah, this kind of looks almost to me like a reaction Black Arachnia.
Yes.
Yeah. I would be interested in handling this just to see how they accomplish some of the engineering challenges of doing this. As for actually owning one, probably not.
No.
But, you know me, I'm always up for checking out like inventive engineering solutions.
Yeah.
Don, you about to say something?
Yeah, I did see a picture I thought someone took with a Silverbolt, with a Beast Wars Silverbolt, and it didn't quite, if scale is important to you, somebody, they didn't quite, it wasn't that far off, but there was something just uncanny valley about the two side by side.
I didn't see it, but Black Arachnia should be still a good deal smaller, right, mass-wise, than Silverbolt.
Yeah.
And height-wise, should still be a little... It should be shorter.
A couple heads shorter, at least.
Yeah, it's just the way the picture... It might have been the angle or the lighting or something. It's just, like with MP44, I can't put my finger on it. There was something kind of just uncanny valley about the two together. But it didn't look bad, you know, color-wise and just as a couple. But it's just something about them. The scale was a little off, but that's it.
Next thing, I don't get this. This is one of those Japanese things. I just... Not exactly sure I get.
Yeah, Bump. So I'm glad you have to say this name regardless.
Bump of Chicken Cross Transformers Sonic Blue Bumble and Exosuit Chama Limited Edition Redeco.
So Bump of Chicken is a Japanese band and Chama is one of the members.
He is Chama singer,
is a
I
big
believe,
Transformers
yeah.
fan. So somehow or other... They were able to work together with Takara and get a limited edition redeco done to be sold as merchandise on one of their tours that's going on right now. And
I hate
some to be sold by mail order.
Okay, can we get like a Radio Free Cybertron Transformer then? Because like...
We've talked about it.
Get together a lot of money. We could probably at least get an RFC third party toy made.
We talked about making something through Alibaba or something. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I forgot.
I kind of remember that, but I forget what it was.
We were looking at robots that were for sale there that I think we were going to customize it to.
Oh yeah, like one of those double decker bus robots.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate them because I need this and I don't want to have to jump.
Okay, so price wise, I've been checking this out because I like it too, and I kind of was thinking about it.
It's 4,000 yen base price, but you can only, on the mail order also.
Okay. How much?
But 4,000 yen.
That's not bad.
But from what I've heard, you can only order from within Japan, so there's going to be middleman markup. However, this would end up getting out of the country.
These are already running about $140 on eBay.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Well, they were on sale at one or more concerts that have happened since this was announced, and they sold out before the tour was over. So the ones that are on eBay now are most likely from purchases at one of these shows, and the mail order ones are still to come at some point in the near future.
I may have to.
This is one of those weird things that I would like to have.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth keeping an eye on this over the next few weeks. That should tell a little bit more about what the availability and what the final pricing is going to be like for anybody who's not in Japan.
Because you know, Brian, that'll look really great next to Jeffrey Prime.
Yeah.
I mean, I already have a third-party toy because... MMC usually mentions me on all their boxes, so...
I get it. I had no idea where you're going.
I just want my, you know, let's get an RFC official Transformer.
RFC cons.
Yeah, RFC cons. Before Unicron.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
So, somebody tweeted this. I forgot who it was. I apologize. Tweeted at us. This
like late last week.
Yeah, I've gone to Dollar Tree and I can't find them. There are G1, Optimus Prime, Megatron, Soundwave, and Bumblebee bag clips. I don't know why you need a clip for a bag, but they're Transformers branded
chips.
They don't look terrible.
Oh, never mind. I thought
no. These are just to clip onto a bag.
Yes. Okay. I don't know. I don't know why you need to clip them onto your bag.
Kids do it because you know.
Yeah, kids love backpacks. G1 Bumblebee
and Megatron. It's for,
middle-aged people.
Flair. It's for flair.
It's for their parent to clip something on their bag for them.
I like to hang it off my bicycle handle, you know.
So these are at Dollar Tree. So, of course, they're $1 a piece. So check out your Dollar Trees. I have another one I need to hit up. It's beside of Ollie's, but I never go to it.
You never go to Ollie's or you never go
I would imagine these would probably pop up at other places besides just Dollar Tree. Like, these have Big Lots written all over them. Maybe even Five Below at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I need them. Yeah.
I actually managed to care about these slightly less than the reaction figures.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the reaction figures.
Come on, you can at least use one as, like, a car keychain.
No, that looks really uncomfortable to have in my pocket.
Yeah. You could buy like 16 of these for 16 or 17 of these for the price of one of those reaction figures.
That's but true. Then, even that's with true. The exorbitant sales tax around here, I could absolutely do that.
Now, I want to point out that I completely stole that C-cons before RFC cons before Unicron joke from Daltinian in the chat. Just want to point that out.
I thought that seemed a little too clever for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to have a Megatron in your pocket?
I have a Megatron in my pocket.
Well, certainly not that one.
He has an orange cap. I always carry that one in my pocket. Doesn't everybody?
Not in my pocket, but
nice.
Right here on my desk.
I remember buying an orange hat for that. Remember?
Well, there's no telling where that's gone.
Yeah, mine got thrown away, I think. But yeah, I bought an orange hat for that episode because it was just at the time so preposterous that they put the orange cap on the Legend Scale toy. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Amazon, buy something. tfradio.net/scream. I don't even want to say what that is. You should just go right now. Halloween's over. I'll tell you what it is. And it's also on Don's wish list. Massey Attack.
Is it the collected movie series of Scream?
No, it's Cadbury Scream Eggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, 48 for $20. That's actually a really good price.
Yeah, tfradio.net/scream. Hey, just go and click the link and consider buying it. It's great. It's awesome.
I remember getting Cadbury Cream Eggs for $1.
Yeah, but that was 100 years ago, old man.
I mean, it might as well have been, yeah.
Or a really good clearance. I mean, one of the two.
all clearance on Cadbury eggs hasn't been that good in years.
No.
When you can even find them on clearance, because that seems to be the first thing that gets cleaned out, like, yep. day of.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows those are the best chocolate candies that we can get in America.
Pretty much. TFRadio.net/scream.
Although, this is completely off subject here, but Aldi has a small selection of chocolates that are really, really tasty. Like, they don't have that weird chemically bitter thing going on.
I call it the cheap taste.
Okay. But you know what I'm talking about.
Like Zachary and Palmer chocolates.
Oh, those aren't the Palmer isn't even actually chocolate. So, Palmer are just made of like vegetable solids and chocolate liqueur, as I recall.
Not good.
Palmer's is the Duke's mayonnaise of chocolate.
Oh, Don. I'm okay, Don.
Heresy.
No, it sounds more like the Miracle Whip of chocolate.
100%.
Yes, yeah. Miracle Whip of chocolate. That is exactly accurate.
But no, Aldi legitimately has some good chocolate products.
Dude, Jive. It was awesome.
I wish I'd found out about those before Aldi was closing them out.
Yeah, I know. I've been hoping for Jive to make a comeback for years, and obviously it hasn't. But no, they have like stuff in like, I want to say, imitation European style packaging. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you can find that stuff, it's a couple dollars for a decent sized package of like chocolate squares, or sometimes they've even got like a cookies and cream filling. I get them sometimes because I usually hate any chocolate I can find at the store because it's all awful, but this is actually pretty good.
Go to tfradio.net/scream and buy those Cadbury eggs right now.
Yes, because of normal American chocolate candies, those are the best you can
get. But before we move along, I do want to point out, Jive, of course, was a knockoff of Twix. Lidl, if you have a Lidl, they also have their own in-store knockoff of Twix. They're not as good as Jive. They're okay, but they're not Jive. Jive was excellent.
I was just amazed how much better the shortbread cookie was in the Jive bar than in Twix.
Yeah, oh, Jive bars were like really high quality.
Jive was like, excellent.
Like, I would easily have eaten the cookie in there by itself, which I don't think is anything I've ever thought about a Twix bar.
Yeah. Aldi's done a lot with their remodel over the last couple of years to make their visible quality look better, but like all along, their in-store brands have been really good stuff in general, including their candy.
Okay, cool.
This podcast not sponsored by Aldi.
No. Rob, what's on Performers this week?
Okay, just a couple of things, which let me bring this up right now while I am still thinking about chocolate. We've got... Well, actually, there's just one here, which is a review of the new amazing Yamaguchi Optimus Prime. Oh, there's the other one. It was covered by a thing. amazing Yamaguchi Optimus Prime is basically a new version of Revoltech Optimus Prime. Same sculptor, you know, a couple of years better technology on it. I have not watched the review, but I expect it to be a little bit better than the old Revoltech Prime, but still very similar in styling. And also, apparently Angry Birds Transformers is still a thing, and really? They just added Cliff Jumper to the game.
Wait, there's an actual Angry Birds Transformers game? I thought it was just the toys.
No, it was a game.
Yeah, like how much I paid 4 years ago.
The toys were compatible with the game, in fact.
The toys are so horrible.
Are we sure this didn't just get accidentally, like, you know, bumped up from 3 or 4 years ago?
Well, the dates in the story are right, so I'm going to assume this is real and not some elaborate prank.
I could have sworn that was just like a weird crossover toy. I'm going to have to install it right now so I can play it. Carry on.
That's it.
Can't install it because now you got to do the cross promotion.
Yeah. Hey. So. Hey. We just posted. Rob Springer just posted a new episode of Transformers Squadron this week. Episode 15. This week, Rob, this is the official podcast of zonebase.org. So it's mostly Transformers, mostly-ish, not all Transformers. And of course, it's things that interest Rob. So of course, you got to have Godzilla. So Godzilla turned 65. He also, a favorite of mine, he talks about Mad Balls at Sonic restaurants. I haven't listened yet, so I have no idea what that is. Wait, are there Mad Balls at Sonic?
Yes, there are.
Holy crap. Holy crap. Okay, I know what I'm doing after the show. Then he also talks about those Transformers bag clips and BotBots. BotBots, huh?
Interesting. Yeah, we didn't even have that in the... we didn't talk about it during the...
There was news, I didn't see an article at T-Formers.
But we talk about some stuff even when we can't have a T-Formers article. Series 4 BotBots turned up at retail in the U.S. out of nowhere.
At Target, right?
I think so. In California, I believe.
Yeah, I went to my Target looking, and of course they didn't have them. So.
Yeah. So we've seen it's the single packs that were found, and they can be identified with blue fronts on them, where Series 3 had orange, Series 2 had green, and Series 1 was red.
Yeah. My Target has everything. It has Series 1, 2, and 3 on the shelf at the same time, which is just weird to me, but yeah.
I'm hoping, you know, if they do a few more series, one of them will just be plaid.
That'd be nice.
I hope the next one's transparent just to make it easy. But yeah, so Rob talked about BotBots. Hopefully we'll talk about some BotBots next week. You can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. On Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We're on Instagram at TF Podcast. We're on YouTube at Radio Free Cybertron. We also, of course, have our Roku channel. You can just add that directly from your browser to your Roku by going to tfradio.net/Roku and just logging in. You can install it remotely. We also have a Fire TV app, which is at tfradio.net/Fire TV. Again, it'll take you to the Amazon page for the app. You can install it from right there. Super easy. You can watch us on your TV. Of course, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts if that's your thing. It's not mine. I'm a Spotify user as far as the service goes. We're also on Spotify. We're basically everywhere. Tune in, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. Basically, if you can find a podcast there, you can find us there. So we are everywhere. It's true.
Oh, I have some late breaking news as well.
Okay.
I just got an email from Ollie's, and they have Transformers Premier Figure, Optimus Prime, and estimated $39.99 for $19.99. So that,
which toy
that was the larger than leader?
No, I think that was the leader class.
That was the leader with a really bad backpack.
Yeah, so they should have last night leader class figures for $20 a piece. So if you're still looking at Megatron or Dragonstorm, you should have another shot at them.
If you're looking for Dragonstorm, go look at Hasbro Toy Shop on eBay, because that's on there for markdown. Also, maybe not the $20, but it's definitely cheaper.
Are we talking about this horrible version of Dragonstorm?
No, the premiere edition, not whatever.
The leader, not the...
Yeah.
This toy sucks so bad.
Why'd you buy it?
It was on clearance.
He has a problem, Diecast. I would think you could relate.
I can. I was just asking. I mean, you know, we may be bad, but there's a reason.
It sucks, but in a way, I kind of like it. I don't know.
Yeah, Brian has a problem.
Yeah, I do. Hold on. Let me press the button again. Yes. What the hell?
What?
I don't know, Varad.
Why Nick, is it speaking Klingon?
I don't know. So,
well, yeah. I guess the last night was much better in the original Klingon.
Yeah, it was. You can follow me on Twitter at BKilby, on Instagram at Brian Kilby, and I haven't posted an episode recently, but I am working on my next Christmas album. Hopefully it'll be out before Christmas.
What was our secret track supposed to be?
What?
We were talking about a secret track for the album or a bonus track.
If he told you, it wouldn't be a secret.
Oh, no. So what that is, it's when you play a game CD in a CD player and it says, you know, do not play track one. It's just track one from that. That's the secret track.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you can find like my previous Christmas albums. And for those who don't realize, yes, I do have Christmas albums up for download. They're all free. You can get those at briankilby.com, BRIANKILBY. I have other podcasts that I do there, but I am working on my next Christmas album. I'm very excited about it. Hopefully I'll have it up before December. I'll probably get some recording done this weekend and next. I'm actually doing something I haven't done before. I'm actually, because I'm running low on free tracks, free background tracks to play, I'm actually opening up the pocketbook, and I've actually paid for some performance tracks to go, because I don't actually play instruments, so we'll see how that works out. But yeah, briankilby.com. And that's basically it. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, I am on Twitter at Rob Flails and Flail and no, not in Flailthers. Rob Flails is the official Twitter account of Flail Throughs, and I am also at Figure Reviewers.
What's the difference between the two? I mean, is it one just toys and one video games? Is that how you break it up?
That's kind of how I wound up trying to compartmentalize things. I have my, you know, my personal Twitter, which is private. Figure Reviewers, I kind of keep for toy and RFC related things, and then Rob Flails is for Flail Throughs related projects.
I'll be honest with you, outside looking in, because you know it's hard for somebody to step outside of themselves. Like whenever I see, I don't differentiate when I Fair see enough. When I see either one of the three. To me, it's not like, oh, this is, you know, Flail Throughs. This is toys. It's Rob. So that's kind of how I see it, but
that's fair. At this point, I do seem to have like distinctive sets of followers for all three. So I'm just kind of rolling with it. Flail Throughs is of course the, my YouTube channel. Mostly I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2, the, free to play Gundam game on PlayStation 4. And that updates every week, Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So the, update, post and video will be going up for that tomorrow as of this recording. If you like what I do there, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can drop me a couple of bucks, request specific mobile suits, weapon combinations, colors, whatever. And of course, the work that Chris and I do for T-Formers in terms of video, including that unboxing video I've got coming soon, is on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Cool.
And my review of the Megatron model kit did go up on T-Formers last week, so that's up there on the YouTube channel, too, to check out.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention that during the show also, because that was kind of just a probably will happen, but never with a definite thing at that point last week.
Yeah. If I'd remembered, I would have put it in also on T-Formers. But
it's okay. It's fine.
Okay.
Cool. John.
That John D everywhere.
Awesome. Chris.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter in the original Klingon at ChrisRTXV. I'm selling things to try to raise money to replace my camera, which started physically breaking SD cards on me pretty much as soon as I would put a new one in. So that's kind of become a problem, you know, because SD cards are cheap, but when you have to use a brand new one for every single time you put it in the camera, that kind of adds up. So if you want to help out with that, you can check out what I have for sale. My sales list gets shared regularly to make sure it's easy to find. You could also, if you would like, instead, you can support me on Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. I have a special backing tier specifically for the camera funding project, but I also have a $5 tier where you can be just credited on any future galleries that post when I do replace the camera finally. And at the $15 tier, you'll be credited permanently on future galleries, whether you stay a patron or not. But, you know, please consider staying a patron if you decide to join at the $15 level. You can always turn down your pledge later if you want to. But, you know, I am super grateful for everybody who's pitched in on this so far. You've helped me out more than I can say. You guys are all awesome. Thank you so much for everything you've done so far. And hopefully this long national nightmare will soon be behind us.
Fingers crossed. I'm thinking about you every day.
Thank you. I'm sorry also that you have to think about me every day.
Let's see here. Don.
I am reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
And from the sounds of it, shortly be found in bed.
Yeah. And Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can also follow my Reviews by Diecast on Facebook, or like that page, Reviews by Diecast. And make sure you check out tfradio.net/reviews, as I will have that full unboxing of the Siege 2 booster box to go on there soon. Hopefully no later than Sunday.
Don't forget, this would be the video.
Oh, I probably would have.
Yeah, don't forget. Cool. You can find this episode at tfradio.net/647. That's tfradio.net/the episode number for whatever your episode it is. That's how you can get the, you can watch, if you listen to the podcast, you can actually watch it from that page. Or you can just, you know, download the podcast and see all the links that we talk about, or most of them. Also Rob Springer, who I mentioned a minute ago, he is on Twitter at RoboRobSpringer, and of course at zonedbase.org. That's it. That's the show. We will be back.
That's all, folks.
In your ears next week. We
promise. To transform your podcast into an adventure?
Yep. Cool. Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.